All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just one thing off of the off of the pregame that I found astounding was you have Biden's former chief of staff, Ron Klain, who was actually running the country, and he knows darn well that he was running the country. Susan Rice was running the country. Obviously, Hussein Obama's running the country behind the scenes. And now he comes out, writes a book. Just think about these, how repulsive these human beings are. I mean, really, just think about them. And again, these are the people that are running our country. They're running our country in some sort of essence, running our lives. He knows that Joe Biden is mentally unfit to run the country long before he was ever even put in office. Ron Klain knows that. And now here he is. He is such a reprehensible human being that he sees a book opportunity, which, by the way, what they do with the books is Democrats, nobody's interested. Have you ever bought a book that was written by a Democrat? Ever? And if we buy zero, that means really nobody's buying any. Hardly anybody's buying any. Corporations come in and buy all these books. That then, again, it's just the corporations that are funded through NGOs that you and I fund. That's what happens. But anyway, I digress for just a second. So now Ron Klain is writing a book. Now, I don't understand how exactly you can have any sort of cognitive dissonance. You're writing a book saying that Joe Biden was not mentally able to run the country, that he was mentally impaired. He could not run the country. But yet you put him in that role. You said publicly day after day, month after month, year after year, that he was perfectly fit and capable. And now you're writing a book that he didn't. How do you have the cognitive dissonance that you don't think that impugns your own character? I mean, again, that's like writing a book saying, and the title is, I Lied for Years. That's really what it is. He's writing a book titled, I Lied for Years. Because now he's admitting that he lied for years. How do you write a book saying Joe Biden was unfit to be president because of mental deficiencies, and yet you never said it during the presidency? It reminds me of Deborah Birx. Deborah Birx saying, you know, we way overplayed the vaccines. Where was she in 2021, 2022, 2023? And then finally in 2024, she does an interview and says that we way overplayed the vaccines because they didn't stop transmission or infection, and we are mandating them based on the non-fact that they do. And now she comes out. So now when you think that it's harmless to you, imagine living like this. I mean, that doesn't resonate with people like you and I. Because we are either run by the conscience God gave us, or we are run by the Holy Ghost, and we actually care about character, and we are not morally rudderless people. We are not principleless people, but they are. Because basically Deborah Birx is coming out and saying, I did not have the courage or the honesty to tell you the truth when it really mattered, but a couple years down the road, I'm now going to tell you. And Ron Klain's doing the exact same thing. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. All right, let me say hey to everybody. Granite 2468 is on. Lee Vu is on. Peace Us is on. Mike Griffith is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Gritterdom is on. Dave Souders is on. La Picket Fence is on. Robert Neroni is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Bill F1 is on. Let me see. Todd Suff is on. Judy Anita is on. John Phillips on. Neanderthal Soup is on. And for some reason, my chat has stopped working. Oh, there we go. Now we are free. All right, here we go. USA Abbey Girl is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. East Trout is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Stefan Thomas is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Jim Brody is on. Airborne is on. Hi, back at you, Airborne. Let me see here. Who did I miss so far? I'm looking down. Salty Gonads is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Hefner's on. Black Horse is on. Let me see. Luann 5 is on. Skipping down. Hassle Free TV is on. Conservative Waffles on. Big Scott 1 is on. Behaven is on. Mojave Jeep JT is on. ED209H is on. Let me see here. Those Jesus People is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. East Trout is on. Scrolling down for just the Whammy Jammer 79. Producer Aaron is on. All right, love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop right into this. Let's do the Trump section of the show. And we'll start off with the subsection of Abrego Garcia. Gunther Eagleman video. Traitor Chris Van Hollen used taxpayer money to fund his flight to El Salvador. Of course, we know the Maryland senator who didn't bother to even call Rachel Warren's mother, publicly acknowledge, this was the actual, you know, Abrego Garcia is called the Maryland dad and the Maryland man, but he doesn't actually call the Maryland mom whose daughter of five was murdered. His daughter was a mother of five, was murdered. He doesn't even publicly acknowledge the murder. He doesn't attend the funeral. He never personally calls Rachel's mother. He does absolutely nothing. He does absolutely nothing to close the borders. He refused to sign the Laken. He didn't vote for the Laken Riley Act. He voted against the Laken Riley Act, which Laken Riley Act is simply what? There's no deep theology or ideology to the Laken Riley Act. It simply says that if somebody is a past violent offender or sex offender, they're automatically deported. How could anybody be against that? But he was. I mean, imagine that. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. You have a bill that there's no extra things attached to it. Nothing. It's simply if there are people found in this country who are illegal, which should be deported automatically anyway, regardless of their criminal status inside or outside the country. But they're known to be sex offenders. They should be automatically deported. He voted against that. And so did every other Democrat, except for a few, like two or three. So anyway, this, of course, is Chris Van Hollen, who's now spent taxpayer dollars to go down to El Salvador to accomplish absolutely nothing. Even if he came back with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, he would be brought back, put in ICE detention. The withholding order would be removed because he already has a final order of removal, and he'd be sent right back to El Salvador, which is his home country. imagine that. You're going down there to retrieve an MS-13 member who's already been deported to his own country, who has a final order of deportation, final order of removal, what it's called. And you're actually going to go, that's your cause? That's your cause in life? All right, so Gunther Eagleman video, traitor Chris Van Hollen, play for me.
Who did pay for this trip?
This was an officially cleared, you know, congressional trip, cleared on a bipartisan basis. Yes, like every other trip.
It's great. She asked point blank, who paid for the trip? Well, this is an officially sanctioned congressional trip. That's all we asked. Who paid for the trip, Chrissy? Now, eventually, he, to his credit, did actually answer clearly that it was taxpayer dollars. That's all been canceled, by the way, by the Trump administration or by Congress. Can't remember which. But anyway, that's basically all been canceled now. All right, let's go to the next one. Wesley Hunt video. If you still had any doubt. Now, you always have, if you're going to have a Hitler, you have to have a Goebbels. You have to have a Goebbels media. So here's the Goebbels media running the Chrissy Van Hollen line of Maryland man. Play for me.
The Maryland man thought to be wrongly deported.
Deported Maryland man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia.
A Maryland man wrongfully deported.
A Maryland man who was mistakenly deported.
The Maryland man, that Maryland man that was detained.
The Maryland man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador.
They're not even trying to bring back a Maryland man.
He's a Maryland man.
Maryland man. The Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
The Maryland man they shipped to El Salvador.
The Maryland man who was sent to El Salvador.
This man from Maryland.
A Maryland man. The case of a Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Maryland man.
That Maryland man.
The case of the Maryland man.
Maryland man.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia. That's a Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
This Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
The Maryland man.
He had no intent of returning the Maryland man.
A wrongly deported man. Maryland man, I should say.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A Maryland father.
Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. That's the Maryland father.
Maryland father who had been deported.
There's this young man from Maryland, father.
A Maryland father who came here at age 16.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland father.
Maryland father.
Maryland father.
Mistakenly deported father.
The Maryland father mistakenly deported.
The Maryland father who was wrongfully deported.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland father from Maryland.
Maryland father.
This Maryland father who was wrongfully deported.
Kilmar Abrego
Garcia, the Maryland dad.
The Maryland father mistakenly deported.
The Maryland father.
He is not a Maryland man. He is not a Maryland anything. He is an illegal alien from El Salvador with a deportation order from the United States.
Back to front. Stephen Miller said it right there. He's not a Maryland anything. He illegally entered this country. He has no right to due process. He can be automatically removed for no reason whatsoever. And it's amazing that, I'm actually at a loss for words. And I agree with you, Naz, that yes, it sounds like Marilyn Manson. Maryland man. It just blends into Marilyn Manson. But it just defies all reality when you hear people like Joe Scarborough, Rachel Maddow, anybody else, call him a legal, basically calling him an American citizen. They basically do. For all intents, they fall very, just a little bit short of calling him an American citizen. They just say that this is a man who has all these rights. And they keep saying, they do call him an American, though. This American who's been kidnapped and sent to CECOT. Yeah, no, he's never been an American. It wasn't like he came in and went through the process. And here's the thing. This is our new line. It's exactly what, and I have Donald Trump's True Social post, which we'll read in just a second. He set the tone. How is it, and Jesse Waters did the exact same thing. How is it that you are allowed to allow 15 to 20 million illegals, and it could be even more than that, into this country in a 4-year period of time, to New York cities, into this country, more people than most states have in them in 4 years, with absolutely no onboarding process, but, and just no, so it, it put it into your border language, no importing process at all. But then when you want to deport them, each person gets an attorney and a long deportation process. If there was no process to bring them in, then why does there have to be a process to kick them out? Would you agree, Aaron?
Yeah, 100%.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
This is absolutely ridiculous. And like Jesse Waters said, they've all now if you notice today, because that's not an older video, but it's a couple days old because, you know, the weekend. But they've now changed their tune. They're not saying Maryland man anymore or Maryland dad. Or, Maryland father, Maryland man married to an American citizen. They're not saying any of that anymore. Why? Because now all the truth has actually come out. Let's just go through the timeline real quick. Let's go through. First of all, Aaron, give me a Trump illegally.
Illegally.
Entered the country in 2012. He was caught in an MS-13 raid. Not a Trinde Agua raid. Not a Foundation Church raid, not a Baptist raid, an MS-13 raid. He was caught up. Why was he caught up in an MS-13 raid? Because he's in MS-13 and was hanging around with MS-13 leaders. So he was caught up in the raid and was at that moment labeled an MS-13 member in two separate judicial proceedings, right? And given a final order of removal, but they put a withholding order on the final order of removal. That doesn't mean that he can't be removed. He can be removed anywhere at any time, with the exception of what's on the withholding order, which is he couldn't be deported to his own home state of El Salvador because of the 18th Street Gang, which is a rival, which why Aaron wouldn't have to worry about that because Aaron's not a member of a rival gang. So Aaron could go to El Salvador. Why couldn't if Abrego Garcia, because you just heard like Jessica Turloff on The Five say, he hasn't been proven he's been an MS-13 member. The only reason why he has any possibility of a right to be here is because he's an MS-13 member and has a withholding order against him because he can't be deported back to his own home state or his own home country because he's in a gang war with another gang. Imagine how disingenuous and devoid of all human dignity and integrity you have to be Jessica freaking Turloff. Imagine that. So anyway, so he gets caught up in this raid and labeled an MS, given a final order of removal with a hold. I don't know why they didn't kick him out. Right then and there, should have just kicked him out to, Bangladesh so he could go there and be circumcised. Because that's where our $50 million goes a year, for $50 million worth of circumcisions in Bangladesh. So anyway, they could have done that, but they didn't. So he had a withholding order. So again, final order of removal. He has no right to be here whatsoever. So anyway, in 2022, now this is more and more has gone. No, I digress. 19, he's caught up in the raid and caught up with other MS-13 members, ends up being detained and deported with a withholding order. Then in 2020, his wife files her first injunction against him for him beating the crap out of her. She files another injunction for a separate beating in 2021. So we got 19, get this, Aaron, 2020 and 2021 so far. Then in 2022, life got better. No, it didn't. He was caught transporting other illegals, human trafficking, in Tennessee by the THP, and he had brought this. That just came out. I just saw it today. I shouldn't just say it just came out today. But it came out that I saw it today, that the people that he was trafficking were all illegals, and he was transporting them from the state of Texas and got caught in Tennessee on his way to Maryland, where the Maryland dad, the Maryland father, the Maryland man was bringing in more illegals, probably MS-13 members. So he got caught human trafficking. What was he doing in Tennessee? He's a Maryland dad contributing to our society. What was he doing in Tennessee, Democrats? That's why they've gone from Maryland man to due process. Not saying Maryland man anymore. And then that was referred to Biden's DHS/FBI that he was caught in 2022 human trafficking. And they did what they always do. Since it supports Democratic Party political positions, absolutely nothing. If it was me driving down the road with my own family, I'd been arrested. But he's actually trafficking 7 people in one car and gets nothing from the Biden DHS. This is for everybody. Alejandro Mayorkas. So he gets absolutely nothing. It gets cut loose. And now the Democrats are going to go down and retrieve this guy. Human trafficker beats his wife. MS-13 member. And now that's what the Democratic Party cause du jour of 2025 is to go down and retrieve this guy. So let's go to this one. This is an interesting one. Very, very sad. But this is brand new. Andy No tweet. Not a super brand new crime, but it happened in late March. But they either just found the body or they're just releasing the information about finding the body. Andy No tweet. 2 Maryland men, Aaron, have been arrested. Great job, Chrissy Van Hollen. I mean, great job in your state. And remember, they just got caught. The city of Baltimore refused to honor an ICE detainer and released a murderer. I mean, and they knew that he was being detained for murder. I mean, I know this isn't comprehensible for you and for me, but imagine sitting there as the mayor of Baltimore, as the police chief of Baltimore, and you have an ICE detainer for somebody being held for murder. And you're like, kick him out. I mean, I'm just thinking about this in terms of police work. Because I'm sitting here, Cincinnati cop and myself, both of us retired. But I'm saying, he's not old enough to be retired. But anyway, he's not doing it anymore. But anyway, so I'm just thinking about, if I was to ask Brent this, what do you think on every police call you go on? Liability. How am I going to handle this call without me being fired or sued? That's what you think. That's what first comes to your mind. It's not like, CSU. It's not how police work really is. So anyway, you go into that. How in the world are you as a police chief going, you know what? I know he's being detained by ICE for murder, but I'm just going to cut him loose. Because in law enforcement, I mean, think about what would happen if he murdered another person. It's you on the line. But if you're a Democrat, there's no impact at all. So anyway, so here's these 2 Maryland men. Let's go the Democrat way. Maryland men have been arrested over the murder of a 23-year-old mother whose body was found on April 17th, buried outside. These are wonderful human beings that Chris Van Hollen loves. When they get deported, I wonder if he's going to fly down and get them too. Buried. So they murdered her and buried her. These are wonderful human beings. Outside the Cedarville State Forest in Prince George's County. The same county where Kilmore Abrego Garcia lived. Illegal migrant Kaisi Robinson. Oh, you know what? Can you just have 2 freaking names like the rest of us?
Holy cow.
Can you have 2 freaking names? Like, can you just like celebrating yourself? Look, I mean, you got five names: Kelsey Robinson, Alexi Barrera Rosa. 24 was arrested out of state and will be transported back to Maryland. Probably will Chrissy Van Hollen will release him. Rovin Eduardo Barrera, two Barreras. Rovin Eduardo Barrera Barrera. Why? Why do you have two Barreras? You should be deported just for that. Two names, you're out. Of unknown immigration status, was charged with being an accessory to murder. This is the latest murder of a Maryland of a woman in Maryland involving suspects who are illegal foreign nationals. Both of them illegal. And what's Chrissy doing? Trying to bring one of them back in. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. And four more Democrats went down there today. Isn't that great? I love it. It's just great. Keep on doing it. Make sure. I want an AOC Crockett ticket in 2028. Please do it with their fake accents and their fake ethnicity. I would love it. I love this. So you look at there. I don't usually put these up, but sometimes they just really capture the mood. They really like capture the stance of both sides of the aisle. Which party cares more about U.S. citizens? There's Donald Trump with Rachel Morin's mother in the Oval Office, the mother of the Maryland woman, the actual Maryland woman, was a Maryland resident, and she's a citizen of the United States, mother of five who was murdered. Trump has the mother of the victim in the Oval Office, and where's Chrissy Hollen? He's down meeting with Abrego Garcia in El Salvador, an illegal with a final removal order. That's who he's meeting with, trying to bring him back with the MS-13 on his hands, the insignia, the marijuana leaf, and so forth and so on. It's and of course, human trafficker in 2022 was caught, beating his wife in 2021 was caught in an MS-13 raid in 2019. 2020, beat his wife, illegally entered the country in 2012. Trump meets with a United States natural citizen in the Oval Office. Chrissy Van Hollen, let's look at this, such a great picture. What state does she live in? Chrissy's. She lives in Chrissy's state. Her daughter was murdered in his state. He does nothing. Yes, it's up to Trump. It's like the Democrats did nothing for North Carolina. Nothing. The Democratic governor of North Carolina does nothing. The only person doing anything? I mean, I showed you the video the other day. They have four times the amount of trucks working in North Carolina now as they did back in October when the storm actually hit. Because the governor of the state of North Carolina is a Democrat, and when you are a Democrat, that means you do absolutely freaking nothing. Or you do the opposite of nothing. It's just like the vaccine. Not only are you not safe and effective, you're actually deadly and completely ineffective except to cause death and injury. That's what it means to be a Democrat. So there you have him. He's meeting with an illegal. Meeting with an illegal he's not a resident of Maryland. And Donald Trump's actually meeting with an actual Maryland resident. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's Donald. This is what I was talking about earlier. Donald J. Trump, True Social Post. How can Biden let millions of criminals into our country totally unchecked and unvetted with no legal authority to do so? Yet I, in order to make up for this assault to our nation, am expected to go through a lengthy legal process separately for each and every criminal alien. So they enter in mass. But to deport them, they have to be dealt with individually through a legal process. As usual, two different standards only leading to the complete and total destruction of the United States of America, make America great again. I mean, just again, I'm not going to go too deep into this because I've already talked about it. But just think of the asinine idiocy. Shouldn't the importation process be far more arduous than the deportation process?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be? But remember, Joe Biden loud in. This is not an exaggeration. It's absolute truth. Admitted to by Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS, who's a criminal, who's a treasonous criminal. See, Joe Biden allowed in, and Alejandro Mayorkas, and our border czar, Kamala Harris, allowed in 400, and by the way, she's leading by double digits to be the next governor of the state of California.
Kamala.
Unbelievable that they're going to vote you. Pacific Palisades just burnt to the freaking ground. Again, 7,000 homes. How many permits? Since that it was burned down in January, how many permits have been issued in 4 months? Four. One per month. For 7,000 homes. And they're going to turn it right back over to the female stupider version of Gavin Newsom. Great job, California. Just keep on up. And we need to stay in power in Washington, D.C., empty out the D.C. swamp, and send no money to that wretched freaking state, which, by the way, I was born in. It's the most beautiful state there is. I'm telling you, it's absolutely destroyed by Democrats and fake fraudulent elections. Remember, they didn't even settle their elections till about 45 days after the election. They didn't put in their final vote tallies until 45 days after the election.
Yeah.
But again, how is it that you have this arduous process of deportation, which is basically, like, here's the thing. Think of it in terms of going to the bathroom. Shouldn't the flushing be the easiest part? Tom, how dare you? I don't care. I don't, listen, it's just so you know, the offense train has left for me. It's over. It's over. Like, I mean, I do not try to win people over by not offending them. That does not happen. If that means I have no friends and live on the side of a mountain alone, fine. Tom, what would you do? You pastor a church. You must really, really depend on people. No, I don't. I love people. I don't need people. And that's the best place to be, is to love them, but not need them. Because wanting people, which I do, is a far more attractive feature and a far more powerful feature than needing people. Think about it. How many of you love a needy person? I have a little, I might work on it for tomorrow. But there was a great video that was put out. Tim Walz's wife, you know, she spoke at the rally. She looks literally demonically possessed by Beelzebub himself. And I was going to do a little track on liberal women tonight, but it's already 9:34. But anyway, because I'm like, I keep running into stuff with women. I'm like, run for your freaking life, men. I mean, listen, women, there's things with men too. Run for your freaking life, you know, but I don't see it from your angle. So I see it from men. I'm like, that woman right there, they have that trait. Run for your freaking life. And if they have a D in front of their name, run for your life. And it means D in more ways than one. All right, let's go to the next one. Josh Dunlap tweet. Breaking: ICE arrests Tren de Agua gang member, get this, Aaron, at the home of a New Mexico judge.
Oh.
New Mexico Democrat. I thought it would be a Republican judge. No, yeah, of course not. Of course not. Republicans don't allow Tren de Agua members to live with them. At least he's actually living the life. No other Democrat does. He's actually allowing. He built a bigger table instead of a bigger wall. New Mexico Democrat judge resigns after ICE arrest alleged Tren de Agua gang member in his home. Let's go to the next one. It's a good summation by Alex Jones. 53-second video. Alex Jones, breaking: New Mexico Democrat judge resigns. He's already resigned after feds raid his home. This is the greatest time to be American ever. There's ups and downs with the Trump administration, but the downs are very, very, very shallow. Feds raid his house where he was protecting a reported TDA gang member. Play for me.
New Mexico Democrat judge resigns after ICE arrest alleged TDA gang member in his home. And just to boil the whole thing down, the illegal came in 2 years ago through Eagle Pass, was living with the judge. The judge was helping him with his immigration status. And there was a raid on the judge's home. And this reported TDA guy is pretty high level. And the judge is a former police officer and paramilitary himself. And now there's all these videos and photos coming out of what appears to be a bunch of other TDA things, people, and the judge doing not just shooting range stuff, but tactical drills. And this is where the investigation we're now learning started, because law enforcement saw the tattoos, saw these guys, and saw them doing, you know, military drills and doing them well. And we're like, run those plates. Oh, it's a...
So there you go. So how did they catch him? Again, is it everybody against us? Yes. Because you had Thomas Crooks, the shooter, the first Trump assassin. He, in Pennsylvania, Butler, Pennsylvania, he was training at the DHS range. Who was Trump's primary protectors in Butler, Pennsylvania? Does anybody know? Secret Service? There's only four of them there. Four. For the man who is the most endangered person on the planet is Donald J. Trump. And there's four Secret Service agents there. The rest of them were basically hired out cutouts out of DHS who are not trained in personal protection. That's why you had the dingbat, the fat girl who couldn't reholster a weapon. Tom, you shouldn't say she's fat. Is she fat? Was she fat, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, then she's fat.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
Me too.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to say I'm fat. I'm fat. She's fat. There you go. So anyway, she's got a longer way to go to be thin than I do, but
true.
Still, fat's fat. So I'm okay with it. So anyway, so that's who was protecting Donald Trump on the day of the assassination attempt. It was DHS for all intents and purposes, because that they had like 20 DHS agents, and these are rough numbers, and four Secret Service agents. And the assassin was training at the same range as Trump's protectors? That's weird. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Thomas Crooks had all these encrypted accounts overseas as a 20-year-old meal planner at a retirement home? And then Ryan Routh had all of his connections as a mercenary in the Ukraine and was missed from 10 feet away five times by a Secret Service agent? Brent and I have shot a lot of rounds. We shot a lot of rounds. Brent, you going to miss anybody from 10 feet? 10 feet?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, you miss somebody from 10 feet, you'll never be a cop. Ever. 10 feet?
You're getting all 17.
you suck. You freaking suck. 10 feet? That's not even sight. You're not even sighting in the weapon, really, at 10 feet. You just point the muzzle at them. It can't miss, but that Secret Service agent managed to miss like five times from 10 feet away. Come on. Maybe it was 10 yards. I don't know. You missed from 10 yards, you suck. Yeah. It's a stationary freaking target. He comes from running around like a rabbit. He was standing there. Fire! You should have put five rounds in his right eyeball. But anyway, I digress. So, I mean, it's kind of weird how there's all this seems to work together. Did you find the video?
I did.
Oh, here he is. So, you see a woman like this, you single men out there. I don't care how hot she is. This one's got a demon. She ain't hot either. But I'm just saying, in case you run into one who's hot, because that's where we fall. We'll be like, if she's ugly, we're fine. We don't care. We move on. But if she's hot, but she's got a demon like this woman, get out. I mean, literally, run. I mean, turn around and run away. She'd be like, where are you going? Run. Seriously, if they're ever like this, play for me.
Bye-bye, Donald Trump. We are turning the page. 52 days and we are turning the page. 52 days and bye-bye, Donald Trump.
All right, we're going to play it again. Listen, I didn't even mean to digress into this, but what the heck. Just by side by side, leave the volume up, Aaron. I'm just gonna talk. I'm just gonna give you some pointers. Play for me, side by side.
Hang on, I got it.
Oh, is it all not?
Yeah,
not ready.
It's checked.
We
up.
Had to import it and everything. Yeah. All right, we'll just go on. Don't worry about it. I made Aaron find that from Twitter, so it's not ready for going through our system yet. If we can, we'll go back. We'll go back to it maybe at the end. Try to get it ready.
Okay.
And maybe at the end we'll use it. All right. So let's go to the border. We've been talking about Abrego Garcia for everybody. Abrego Garcia. Now let's go to this. Grifty video here at Douglas K. Murray asks questions that the elites don't want asked. Let's go Muslim for a little bit here. Let's go Muslim. Tom, you mean you call people fat, tell people to run away from liberal women. Yeah, anything and everything. Okay, Muslim is of the devil. There you go. You have the right to be a Muslim. Jehovah's Witness from the devil.
Yep.
Mormonism from the devil. All right, so I'm just telling you that. But in America, you have the right to be a Muslim, but you don't have the right to enforce Sharia law. Just like I don't have the right in America. Listen, I hate alcohol. I can't say, you know what, I'm going to have my own city, all right, and I'm going to call it Tomville, and no alcohol is allowed. I'm not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to have Tomville where you can't degradate the name of Jesus. You're like, Tom, you are okay with people blaspheming? No, I'm not okay with it, but it's absolutely illegal. And I can't build a Sharia Tomville and make it illegal to speak against the name of Jesus. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. They can answer to God and they'll burn in hell for it. But I can't enforce my own morality. We've agreed on a set of morality. And the only segment of the global population that can get along with nobody, think about it. It's a great, I don't know if I have it on this post game or I played it in the last one. The only group of people that gets along with nobody are the Muslims. Seriously, think about it. Do Christians have a problem getting along with people? No, not at all. We always get along, and if we don't agree, we just simply boycott you. That's getting along. We don't kill people. They do. So think about it. I'm stealing from the video, and I'd give due credit, but I can't remember who put it out. But it's an excellent video, and you can find it easily on Twitter. Just type in, Muslims can't get along with anybody. So, I mean, Muslims don't get along in Muslim countries. They don't get along in third world countries. The only places they want to live are first world countries that they want to turn into the countries they left because they hated those countries because Muslims don't get along with Muslims. Muslims don't, is that it, Aaron?
That's it.
Play it.
Living with Sikhs, problem. Muslims living with Hindus, problem. Muslims living with Baha'is, problem. Muslims living with Shintos, problem. Muslims living with Buddhists, problem. Muslims living with Christians, problem. Muslims living with Muslims, very big problem. So this led to, they're not happy in Gaza. They're not happy in Egypt. They're not happy in Libya. They're not happy in Iran. They're not happy in Iraq. They're not happy in Yemen. They're not happy in Pakistan. They're not happy in Syria. They're not happy in Lebanon. They're not happy in Nigeria. They're not happy in Kenya. They're not happy in Sudan. They're not happy in Morocco. And they're not happy in Afghanistan. So, where are they happy? They're happy in Australia. They're happy in Belgium. They're happy in France. They're happy in Holland. They're happy in Italy. They're happy in Germany. They're happy in Spain. They're happy in Sweden. They're happy in Denmark. They're happy in the USA and Canada. They're happy in Norway and India. They're very happy in England. Loads of welfare benefits. They're happy in almost every country that is not Islamic. And who do they blame? Not Islam. Not their leadership. Not themselves. They blame the countries they are happy in. And they want to change the countries they're happy in to be like the countries they came from where they were unhappy.
Yeah, they want to change the countries they're happy in into the countries they're from that they were unhappy in. It's just like Democrats moving from California to Texas. They move from LA to Austin because of the unfair taxation, because you can't get insurance, because of the not just unfair taxation, but just huge amount of taxation and regulation. You can't start a business. There's no way to get through the governmental process. Again, four. That's not an exaggeration. Four permits. To even clear your lot or rebuild your home out of 7,000 houses that burned to the ground in January, the Pacific Palisades fire. They move from a jurisdiction like LA with Karen Bass to Austin because they're fleeing all of the regulations and the policies of the Democratic Party and then transform Austin into the thing that they fled. Does that make sense to anybody? I see it with Christians, though. Really, I do. I see it all the time. They come in, God changes them. They get things going and then revert back to what they were before. And then claim Christianity. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. But I mean, Aaron's told me to stop trying to make things make sense and just let go. I don't know if I'll be able to, but like at the moment, that's what I'll do. So anyway, here's the grifty video. Douglas Murray asked questions that elites don't want asked about the Muslim migration nightmare. Play it for me.
No. Just bear with me because I know better than you what I think. This country has had a wildly stupid and lax immigration policy for decades. And we allowed people like the Abadi family, a family of jihadists who'd fallen out with Colonel Gaddafi, because they were from rival jihadist groups. When the Abadi family fell out with Colonel Gaddafi, they came first to London and then to Manchester. And one of the sons they gave this country was Salman Abadi, who at the age of 22 killed 22 young girls at the Manchester Arena with a suicide bomb. One, by the way, for every year of life this country gave him. His brother's just stabbed and thrown boiling oil at three prison wards. Let me bear with you. Why were the Abadie? Hang on. Why were the Abadie family in the UK? Why is nobody interested in asking that? And I'll tell you what the problem here is. There are lots of types of extremism. You can get far-right extremism, far-left extremism. When it comes to jihadist extremism, jihadism comes from Islam. Therefore, if it's 1%, 5%, 15% of people of the Muslim faith who follow that version of it, you've got a hell of a problem. And the more people, the larger, this is simple math, the larger the number of people who are followers of a faith that has not solved the extremism problem in its midst or drawn suitable lines, the more extremism you will have. You don't get that from the Catholic Church in 2023 or 4. You don't get it from the Methodist. You won't get it from the Quakers, and you won't get it from the Anglican Church.
Of course, there is. Only one set of, well, I'm not even going to call it scripture, their book, the Quran, tells you basically to murder the infidels. We're not told murder infidels as Christians. Only there. And just like Chris Murray said, didn't agree with every last thing you said there. You have extremists on the right. Where? Where are the, and the ones that they call right-wing extremists are left-wing extremists. If you want to say like skinheads, Nazis, and white supremacists, those are left-wingers. They're left-wingers. There's never been an actual conservative who's a white supremacist. It doesn't make sense in conservatism. That'd be like saying I'm a Christian and I worship Satan. That makes no sense. And all of, if you neo-Nazi, you call that a right winger? Nazi's National Socialist. I mean, make it make sense. I mean, these people are ridiculous.
Don't try.
And I don't like the obfuscation. I like Douglas Murray. There's extremes on the right. Where's the extreme on the right? Where? Show it to me, please. Send me videos. There aren't any. There are not. And you just think about what they use as the Beatty family as an example. Imported into Great Britain, this gift to the country of this Muslim family who immediately goes onto the teat of welfare right away, right onto the teat of welfare. And then Salman Beatty kills 22 girls with a bomb at Manchester Stadium, little girls. And then we've had the recent stabbings and the multiple thousands of rapes covered up by Keir Starmer because they're all in it together in their little global pedophile ring. If you're a global pedophile or part of defending it, then why are you really going to care if Muslims are raping your women and girls? You're not going to care. Someone kills 22 people at girls, little girls at a stadium, and now the brothers, Beatty, have stabbed another person, thrown hot oil on them. This is who you want to import? Name anybody who's done that in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, please. Name it. I'd love to hear it. I'm not claiming that Christians are perfect. I certainly sin way too much. I'm just saying, though, I'm not out there bombing people. I throw temper tantrums. A little different. So there's nothing wrong with coming out and talking about the true statistical data amongst Muslims. Most of them do go on welfare. There is a massive, massive inbreeding problem, which lowers IQ and ushers in rage. It makes you very much a rage monster when you are inbred. It's not me saying that. It's absolute truth coming from the NHS, National Health Service, in Great Britain in reference to their Pakistani imports. Let's go to Doge for a minute. Department of Government Efficiency tweet. Great work at NSF canceling 402 DEI grants worth $233 million. So you can teach people the illusion of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We wonder why we're $37 trillion in debt when every year there's just one small example, $233 million. Going to for DEI grants, including $1 million for anti-racist teacher leadership for statewide transformation. What does that even mean? Make that sentence make sense. Anti-racial teacher leadership for statewide transformation. I mean, millions of our dollars. You see this again, this is how it always works. This goes to this organization, which would be ATLST. Does this organization, which is an NGO or NGO sort of organization, and then they pay what they do. They don't really usher in any anti-racist teacher leadership stuff. That they don't care about the cause. They care about the money because love of money is the root of all evil. Evil people, they love money. So what they do is create an NGO. They get their $233 million a year. Out of that $233 million a year, they pay themselves $200 million to disseminate $33 million. That is the United States in a nutshell. That is right where we are. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt. See the NSF update below. Grant awards will be based on merit, competition, equal opportunity. How about we don't do any grants? How about that? Aaron, has Foundation Church ever got a government grant? I never got a government grant.
No. Nope.
I mean, we help a lot more people than any of these people do. I'm just wondering why I don't get a government grant. You know why? Oh, we didn't take any PPP money because we never closed, never will. But I'm just saying, even if we did close, I would never take government money. I'm not going to be their whore to be used up and thrown out the backside of a limousine. Not going to happen. But anyway, you don't ever get any of those things. How about we just don't give grants? How about a country $37 trillion in debt doesn't give people money? Would you? If you were bankrupt, would you be looking to give money away? Let's go to the next one. Still on Doge for just a minute. Pick Adam Hughes, NLRB whistleblower caught lying. All this stuff you hear about Doge. We're fighting Elon Musk. All that stuff. We're fighting against Doge. All that. All liars. Freaking worthless liars. Alex Stein, 99. I should have put it on me. I'll put it on the podcast tomorrow. He's confronting some Doge protesters. He's like, you said that Elon Musk is stealing kids' money. Which kids and why would he steal it? And did he possess the money himself? They just stand there. There's nothing they can say. Tell me what money he's stealing. Tell me how Trump is violating the Constitution. Name the federal statute that he's violating. Name which amendment he's violating. Which portion of the Bill of Rights? They never can. They just make up lies in general statements like, Elon Musk is stealing from Social Security. How much and from who? They have no answers because he's not stealing from anybody and there is no amount. So you have this whistleblower come forward from the NLRB caught lying about Doge data breach. Daniel, way too fat, Barulis, claimed that immediately following Doge being given logins for MLRB's computer systems, those same logins were used to send massive amounts of money, massive amount of data to Russia, 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 Russia. Can't they come up with a new thing?
Right.
You know, I have to write a new podcast every day and a new message every week, or sometimes even more than that. How come these people can't come up with some other narrative than Russia? So you're going to claim that Elon Musk and Doge and the Trump administration is sending massive amount of data to Russia? The problem was that when he made his claims, the NLRB confirmed that Doge did not have access to the systems that he claimed were hacked to send the data to Russia, nor had it requested access. That's just a small thing. They never accessed the database. They never had the codes to access it, never even asked for the codes, and had no interest in accessing that database to get that data to send to Russia. But other than that, the guy's a stand-up guy. Nor had requested access. The NLRB investigated the reported breach and confirmed that no breach of agency systems had occurred. So again, there's a big, giant, fabricated, Goebbels-style propagandist lie covered by the media, and then no retraction whatsoever. So the feathers are released into the wind and there's no getting them back. And that is really, they don't care whether they're telling the truth or not. They just want to do the damage. They want to do the damage to whoever their enemy is right now, the Trump administration. And then the damage is done because you'll hear a liberal quote this a year from now as if it's true. Just like Trump said, there's good people on both sides in Charlottesville. They still are quoted. I just heard another guy quote it. Still are to this day. All right, let's go to the next one. Leading report tweet on the Trump tariff situation. Breaking, South Korea says it will not fight back against President Trump's tariffs. I mean, it is one win after another. That's why you're not seeing the economy tank, because this 90-day moratorium for all these deals to be signed, they're all going to be signed, and it's either going to be zero tariffs or the same tariffs, reciprocal tariffs, or the other country may have a slightly higher tariff on American goods than America has on that country's goods. And that's it. Trump's working it all out because Trump's a billionaire. Trump's a billionaire. Trump knows how to make deals. We all remember the ice rink situation in New York City. New York City couldn't fix an ice rink. Imagine being so inept that you can't fix an ice rink. You can't fix an ice rink? Just refrigeration? They tried to fix it. I mean, hundreds of thousands, maybe. I mean, it was way more than that. It's millions and millions in the hole, just like the fast rail system in California. Billions of dollars in the hole. This is millions and millions in the hole. You know, never going to be fixed. Trump comes in and fixes it in 3 months. Done. Because it's just living in the realm of reality instead of scheduling a committee meeting to decide whether you want to have a committee meeting to decide whether you want to have a committee meeting 3 months from this committee meeting and paying yourself $500,000 a year to determine whether or not to have a committee meeting. That's what this whole country's about. All right, let's go to the next one. Associated Press tweet, breaking education department says it will begin collection of student loans for over 5 million borrowers in default. And again, this goes back to all the Democrats suddenly wanted to be rule of law people. And you can never defy the SCOTUS. When they're all trying to get them to defy the new Roe v. Wade ruling, state-by-state ruling, and Joe Biden himself defied the SCOTUS ruling on paying off student loan debt, so that Aaron and Brent and you and I are paying off some rich elite's humanitarian degree from Harvard. You and I are paying that off. And you're like, rich people, why would they take it? That's because they're cheap. That's why. And not all rich people are, but certainly a lot of them are. So now what they're doing is kind of reversing this. You know, we're 5 million borrowers. 5 million borrowers. And you just think of this in terms. I mean, each million's a thousand thousands, and there's actually way more than that. And they're starting the collection process, and that's exactly how it should go. All right, let's cover Pete Hegseth. So that's the title of the show tonight. So here we have, this is, again, it's hard to communicate it with people who have integrity. Because it won't make sense to you and I. It's hard to communicate this when you actually have a principle rudder. You're not a rudderless person. You're not a principleless person. It's hard to explain it. Because all they do is make up lies from unnamed sources. All turns out not to be true or a much lesser degree of what they're propagating, and then never retract it unless they're getting sued for defamation. And then it's a year, 2 years down the pike, and you'll still hear Democrats quoting their fabricated media lies. That's the point of it all. It's called gaslighting. Comes right out of their leader, Adolf Hitler, Goebbels, Nazi Germany, and Mein Kampf. Breaking all-out coordinated assault on Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, 5 p.m. Here's the New York Times, 5 p.m. I got the little timeline here. It's great. I got more after this. 5 p.m., New York Times, this is yesterday, Easter Sunday, Hegseth said to have shared attack details in second signal chat. Any confirmation on that? No. Second hour, 2 hours later, Politico puts out Pete Hegseth, which, by the way, you and I fund Politico through USAID. Isn't that great? And by the way, we fund New York Times, you and I. We fund our own political demise by sending millions of dollars to both of our taxpayer dollars. And we print money to do it. Isn't that great? All right, 2 hours later, Politico, Pete Hegseth is unlikely to remain in his role. Who told him that? According, get it, Aaron, to its former top spokesman.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Former top spokesman. You're former, so you're not part of the administration,
that's
right?
That's reliable.
Yeah, we just trust that. Yeah. Somebody with an axe to grind. Let's trust that person, shall we? All right, let's go to the next one. Pick from the White House. The White House, this is from NPR, which Trump is trying to defund right now. The White House has begun, now remember, NPR, currently under the defunding process by DOGE. The White House has begun process of looking for new Secretary of Defense. No named sources. Go to the next one for me. So that's NPR. Well, it's from Spitfire. As you read the latest rumors about Hegseth, remember Kathleen Maurer, the latest NPR CEO is currently the chair of the Board of Signal. These are all about the signal chats and how people got into signal chats. And she's on the board. It's like there's like a giant conspiracy against Christian conservative nationalism. That would be correct. And here's one of your little Nazi soldiers right here. That one. Remember how she was like shocked to find out that 98% of the people that work at NPR are contributing Democrats? Yeah, well, if that's true, we do have a problem. You already knew it was true, you little liar, you little perjurous, under oath liar. So there it is. You're like, well, the person, here's the thing. People need to remember that if you're using an app, somebody can access that app. I mean, Aaron would understand the technology way better, but I'm telling you, you think we're safe on these things?
No.
If you have this and you have it and it can transmit, that means somebody can break into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's PayPal, right?
Yeah.
PayPal took people's money for hate speech. And then claimed it was a mistake. Remember this, Aaron?
Yep.
They claimed it was a mistake. They secured people's money. How could they have access to my account? It's an account with a password, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
But if you control the app, then the passwords are meaningless. So who's allowing these people into these signal chats when you have the person who's being defunded by the administration is currently the chair of the board of Signal? Not on the board. She's chairman of the board of the problematic situation inside of the administration that is currently defunding her. You don't think she might have an axe to grind, that she might have a motive to try to sabotage the Trump administration?
Yeah.
He's saying that's what happens? Oh, I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of weird. It's one coincidence after another. One coincidence after another. Ryan Routh connected to Ukraine. Thomas Crooks practicing at the same range as Trump's defenders. Kind of weird, isn't it? It's almost like there's a giant conspiracy against it. Speaking of that, let's go to COVID for a minute. I'm going to try to keep the show short tonight. I shouldn't probably hit COVID at 10:04 and say that I'm going to keep the show short, but I'm trying to. Shooting for 10:10. Six more minutes. I'm trying. I didn't say I was going to do it. I'm trying. I'm trying to cheat ahead to see what I've got here. No. See how many videos I've got. No. I might make it. Oh, who knows? All right, let's look at this. Just so everybody knows, this just came out today. Here's the final numbers. We've already kind of suspected this and saw this before, but the numbers came out today. Anthony Fauci, from Charlie Kirk, Anthony Fauci's shoddy pro-lockdown advice ruined thousands of businesses. How many businesses? 60% of businesses that closed during COVID never reopened. 60%. 60%. He doesn't care. Why? But it worked for him. During the COVID period, Fauci's personal wealth doubled. He was worth just a mere $7.6 million. And now he's worth $15 million. And remember what he said. Let's go to the next one. Remember what he said now. So while he's doubling. That was my fault, guys. I told you to go to the next one. That was my fault. So hold on 1 second. Remember, while he's doubling his net worth by smashing into oblivion everybody's businesses, then after the fact comes in and says, after he called, propagated, publicized and pushed lockdowns, then comes out and says he never told anybody to lock anything down. Remember that? Jimmy Dore video. Play it for me.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision because I knew it would have serious economic consequences.
Aaron, can you just give me that screenshot right there? Just give me that screenshot. We can't just side by side whenever we can. That's all I need. So, I can't explain it. Being a pastor now since 2004 and then a cop since 1992 to 2017, 13-year overlap of pastoring a church and being a police officer, lots and lots of human interactions, right? I don't know how to put it into words. How you look at this screen right here, and Anthony Fauci says, in July 2022, August of 2022, that he never called for a lockdown. I never said it. Now, he knows he's on video. He knows he's on Kabuto. And by the way, these are not the only videos. It's like he said that, he says masks don't do anything. You shouldn't be wearing a mask. That's what he said. You should not be wearing a mask. And then he changed it to you shouldn't be wearing outside a mask outside, and then advocated for both, and then told people to wear two, and then told them to wear N95s. This is all on progressive videos, timelined videos. He knows it. You're like, how can anybody live with themselves? That's where I need Aaron. I don't know how to explain that. I don't know. See, if it was me, there'd be an apology tour. Like, okay, I did say it. I was wrong. You know, I said that they stopped transmission infection, but they didn't. He's never come out and said anything like that. Bill Gates has never come out and said anything like that after he pimped and whored that they were going to stop transmission infection. He just pimped it. He pushed the stock way up high and told everybody that it's that the vax stopped transmission infection. And then when it was found out that it didn't, then he divested right before it cost him any money. And he, right, what I mean by cost him money is cost him any of his profit that he made, which was hundreds of billions of dollars. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain how somebody goes on to talking head shows like Cavuto and says, I never, ever called for a lockdown. And then you know that in October 2020, you gave an interview saying that you told the president to lock the country down. And it was a difficult decision because of the economic impacts. I don't know how to explain that. How you walk around and still giving interviews as if you're a man of integrity. As if your opinion has any sort of credibility. I don't know how to explain that at all. But that's where we're at. All right, let's go to the next one. Richard H. Ebright tweet. Peter Daszak, this is all good news, but not good news because he's just going to start another NGO. EcoHealth Alliance is closing. Hey, there you go. EcoHealth Alliance, which received the money from Anthony Fauci, which funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Chinese Academy of Sciences, along with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, tens of millions of dollars to each, along with Raul Barrick out of the UNC, sharing gain-of-function research techniques and how to hide gain-of-function research techniques with the Bat Lady out of Wuhan. But EcoHealth Alliance is closing. Yay, it's closing. Offices in New York are already, Tom, you're saying that in a mocking way. Yeah, here's why. Offices in New York are already closed and only a handful of staff remain to finalize dissolution of the organization. Now we are announcing the launch of Nature Health Global, which will be paid for by Brent, by Aaron, by me, and by you through via NGOs if Doge doesn't catch it, which hopefully they will. All right, let's go to the next one. So there's big news. Andrew Cuomo lied to Congress about his deadly nursing home scandal. This he's already been referred once to the DOJ, but that DOJ didn't take it up under Merrick Garland. And let me just hypothesize about this. Actually, it's more orate about it, but I will do that in a second. That's why Chairman Comer is re-upping his referral to the DOJ for criminal charges. Seniors in New York died under Cuomo's must-admit nursing home order. Now think about this, because Cuomo did it. The most evil, demonic, demon-possessed people are the ones who did it. Cuomo, wretched witless, Gavin Newsom, and then was it Wolf out of Pennsylvania? Is that right? No, it wasn't. What was it?
I think so.
I think it was Wolf out of Pennsylvania. I'm going to make sure. But anyway.
Tom Wolf
out of Pennsylvania. Yep. They all did it. No, here's the thing. We were all told that COVID-19 was the second coming of the bubonic plague. And we were all like, again, they ask you to participate in delusions. They ask you to participate in delusions. So they say, okay, like a man's a woman and a woman's a man. That's a man whose balls have to be moved out of the way for his new vagina.
Oh, gosh.
It's just a fact. So they want you and I to participate in that delusion. Same thing with COVID. It's all the same thing. Look at Cuomo with his mask. Wear a mask. Why? It doesn't do anything, but we want you to participate in the delusion. That way we know that you're compliant. And we know that we can usher in totalitarianism. You are giving us the oath of allegiance to our future totalitarian regime. And we know that we can bring it in because we know that you're a simpleton moron that will strap on a mask. And that's what most churches did, by the way. And most Christians did. And most conservatives did. Probably not you, but a lot of people did. And if you did, simply just repent of it. Say, I was wrong. But anyway, so you have this. We all have to participate in this delusion that a 99.98 survivable virus is a 99.98 unsurvivable virus, right? We're supposed to participate in this delusion. I refuse to do it. Brent refused to do it. Aaron refused to do it. Most, if not all of you, refused to do it, right? We refused to do it. The only threat that this virus was to anybody was elderly people with comorbidities. Most elderly people don't have comorbidities because most elderly people are not in nursing homes. If they're in a nursing home, They have what, Aaron? Health problems.
Yeah.
Comorbidities. So the only threat to the virus is not to Como, not to the NYPD, not to the citizenry of the state of New York or the city of New York. None of them. No threat at all. Let it spread or bind and loose if you're a Christian. Right? The only threat was where he mandated it to be. Tom, make it. I can't unless you're purposely trying to murder people.
Right.
Which is what they were doing. Aaron brought this up. In England. Purposely murdering people in England. Filling them full of morphine for COVID. Just like they filled them full of ventilators in America, killing them. So the only threat are the people inside of nursing homes, and that's where Wretched Witless, Tommy Wolf, Gavin Newsom, and Cuomo sent the COVID-infected patients to the people who are the people not, I don't want to say the most vulnerable, the people, the only people who are vulnerable, because none of the rest of you are not vulnerable. A 99.99% survivability rate is not vulnerable. No excess mortality in 2020. The only excess mortality began after the vaccine rollout. But he killed 16,000 people because if you, listen, you don't send somebody in with a mild case of the flu into a nursing home because there's people there on the brink of death and it just takes a little nudge to kick them over the line and the flu will do it. Well, certainly, and COVID was no more than the flu. So they just sent people infected with COVID into a novel virus, a man-made novel virus, so which is a miserable sickness, but certainly very survivable. He sent it to the one place you can't. And then try to keep everybody who didn't need to be kept safe, safe. Make sure to keep the virus away from people who would have benefited them to be infected with it. So that they have a natural immunity against it. But just imagine that mentality. The only people you have to keep it away from, not only did he not keep it away from them, he actually brought it to them. Inside, 76% of all COVID cases are caught in one's own home. And he made sure that he put COVID-infected patients inside of the homes of the only people who needed protection from COVID. That's what he did. And that's why he's facing a DOJ referral. All right, 10:15 on the money. That's good. Rumble Rants. New month, $20. Mike Griffith, $5. Thank you guys. Love you guys so much. Appreciate you. Thanks for the great crowd tonight. Thanks to everybody in the chat. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, as always. Love you all. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.